What's up, my friends? It's Matt Prince here, the five-dimensional strength coach. Welcome back for another episode of the Matt Prince podcast. Today's topic is this: I'm not getting any bigger. Okay, so one of the things that I see sometimes in the gym, and it came up last night, one of the boys was talking about it. He heard a throwaway comment from a newer guy that had just sort of started recently, and he's been training for 3 or 4 weeks, maybe 5 sessions, 4 sessions or something in that time. He's missed a couple. And his comment was that he's not getting any bigger, right? And I get it. Like, I didn't, you know, say anything in particular. Didn't pull him up on it or anything like that. But one of the things that people don't realize is that when they're starting in any journey that they venture into, you can't get to level Z without going to level A first, or you can't go to level, you know, 21 and get, you know, bypass level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way through to 21. Like, it just doesn't happen that way. Now, we live in a world of fast results. You know, there's all these fucking juiced up bodybuilders on Instagrams. There's all these, you know, fitness models with big asses on the Instagrams and the Facebooks. There's all these people on YouTube that are like lifting 1 million kilos in weights. There's, you know, you see it everywhere, right? You see it everywhere. Online, you see it everywhere. You don't really see it in real life too much because it's not reality. Like, they've filtered the fuck out of those photos, and they've, you know, got the right camera angles and lighting angles and all that. So it's a lot of that can be absolute bullshit, but it puts people into this mindset of like, hey, like, it happens pretty quick. Now, for this young lad who was talking about not getting any bigger in the time that he's been training, 3, 4 weeks, like 5, 6 sessions maybe. What I need to get through to you guys, my loyal listeners of the Matt Prince podcast, I just wanted to point out something. Like, in terms of training the body, I've been training myself for probably, I'd say, 16 years with weights, right? And that doesn't mean I've been doing it right the whole time. Most of that time I've fucked it up. It's only been the last, I suppose, 5 years or 6 years that I've been doing it really, really well, I believe. And that, hence the reason my guys get good results, I got good results, all that sort of stuff. But yes, I've been training for probably 16 years. Before that, I had a great physical base as well, right? Like, my physical base was incredible. Like, I did little athletics, I did basketball, football, I skateboarded, you know, did some competitions and skateboarded. Like, I was skating like 5, 6 hours a day, most days, like pretty much every day. I would skate ridiculous amounts of time, and I was in good shape because I was doing all this work. So even when I came into this weight game and to the strength journey, I wasn't a beginner in terms of fitness. I had a great base to build off, and a lot of people don't start in our gym with that. It's very common that they've, you know, they used to have that, and they let themselves go chasing work, chasing, you know, wives, kids, whatever. Like, I don't care. Like, it just happens. People fall off track and lose their shape, right? They turn into basically the person who they didn't want to be, and that's why they're fighting back and taking back control of their body and their mind. So that's very common. But within this game, guys, I just wanted to point this out. I got to the results that I've got over a long fucking time. A lot of trial and error, a lot of, you know, hours of work. Like, I'm on my drive to my third JIT session for the week. I've only done 3 this week, which feels like I've done nothing. Like, I feel like I've been really lazy because my nose is still all broke. I've got, like, my eyes are starting to go pretty black. There's some really good shading. It looks like I'm wearing some really good makeup, to be honest. Like, gothic makeup. But because I've had that, I haven't been able to train the way I wanted to. I had to miss it. I didn't go to kickboxing. I didn't have to miss out on kickboxing. I chose not to go. Chose not to go to jiu-jitsu yesterday, just basically out of risk of tapping it. I tapped it on Wednesday. It hurt like fuck. So I thought I'd stay away for a day. And I know it's only a day, and this sounds really dumb as I say it, but I'm going to try my luck again today, and hopefully I don't tap my nose and smush it up again. So we'll see how this goes. But it feels like I've had a really lazy week, right? And I've been walking every morning with my weight vest. I've done 4 walks. I've been doing that because I'm training for Machu Picchu, the Inca Trail hike. So I'm trying to get used to having weight on my shoulders because I'm going to carry in all my water. That way I don't end up with some sort of weird fucking disease from the water that they give us. That's the plan of attack anyway. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, so I feel like I've had a really, really lazy week. And the point of all of that is, like, when you hit, when you look at that, right, my week of training this week alone has been, on a really lazy week, it's been 3 jiu-jitsu sessions, 4 walks with a weight vest. I've hit 1 strength session. I've been doing some pull-ups and dips in between classes and stuff like that to keep moving. I'll hit my other 2 strength sessions tonight and tomorrow morning. So I'll end up with a bunch of sessions and some running and stuff like that. I'll do probably a run on the weekend as well. So, like, my week's, for a shit week, it's still pretty packed. Right now, that's the reason why my body has progressed over the years, because I just consistently do this. Like, on a little week like this, for me, like, I know it might be a big week for some people, but for me it's a cruisy week. This is my normal cruisy, right? When I ramp it up, it's doing, you know, might be training for 10 hours a week. I know that's, it might sound excessive, but it might not to some of you guys. I don't know. But, like, just understand there is a fuckload of work that goes into building up the body that you want, building up the skill level that you want, building up the, you know, the strength that you want, the whatever it is you're doing, the cardio that you want. You need to put in work. Okay. And I was saying to one of the boys, Cam, and he was one of the guys I was chatting to this about, because he's like, dude, you've been training forever. Like, I don't know why people come in and they think it's going to happen in 3 weeks. He's like, he's saying that, and I was like, huh. And then what I said to him was, like, what ideally, when people start, once they've adapted, I honestly believe that it's going to take for people to put on their most amount of muscle possible and to try and get as big and strong as possible, if that's their goal, they need to be doubling down on it, like, and trying to get to 5-6 sessions a week for the first year. At least for the first year, for the first 3 years. If they hit 5-6 sessions a week for 3 years, they'll eat really, really well on top of that, and sleep and do all the right things and stay consistent with all that. That's what will get the result, I suppose, fast-tracked version, right? That's what will speed up the whole process. It's similar to, like, when you start a business. For you guys that have out there started a business, the first, 5 years are absolutely insane. Right, they're absolutely insane. You're in overdrive, you're in hustle mode. Like, it basically, it sort of becomes a game of, like, you need to be doing everything in the business. You need to be doing absolutely everything, and you can't really outsource it because you can't afford to yet, right? And you don't really know how to outsource it yet either. Like, to be fair, you don't have systems in place. You're just doing shit, right? And I found this a lot when I was solo entrepreneur, I suppose, is the more work I did, the better results I got, right? I never expected it to happen quickly. I never wanted it to happen quickly. I still don't want it to happen quickly. I just want to keep growing my brand, my businesses. I just want to keep growing them progressively. My property, I just want to grow it slowly. I don't want to have 161 properties in the next year. I just want to sort of add one a year, right? Grow it like that. Like, be smart with it, do stuff. Make improvements on it, you know. That's all it takes. So my point is with all this, guys, is very, like, it's very simple, and it's very, I suppose, boring as a topic, as a conversation. But you need to be aware that the results that you want aren't going to happen overnight. They're not going to happen, you know, when you just start doing it. I shot a podcast on this with the video stuff in the business ventures that I'm doing at the moment, where nobody's listening to my shit on the Facebooks now. It's starting to get some traction. I shot my first, whatever, like 5 or 6, and I had, like, the likes were from my stepmom, essentially, and my mother-in-law, essentially, or my mother-in-law. That were the only likes that I was getting. Now I'm starting to get some traction. It's getting to, like, 5-6 likes, the videos, right? Which is fucking sick. I haven't started running paid ads to any of it. I haven't, you know, done anything special. I've just consistently done it, and it's starting to grow. And now, the funny thing is, my mother-in-law and my stepmom don't need to like it, because they're not feeling guilty for me, feeling like I'm a fucking loser. They're just leaving it go. And it's starting to get people, and there's, like, a bit of engagement. It's starting to show up people's news feeds, because I'm consistently posting and shooting these videos, just persisting with it. All right, so, with all this said, guys, I know that's, I don't want it to sound like, hey, you know, shit's not going to happen for you fast, because it can. I just want to point out that the long-term game is always better than the short-term game, and the long-term game's realistically where you probably want to be playing anyway, right? Just chipping away, progressing over time and making it consistent, maintainable, you know, and making it a thing that you can do forever and ever, right? Now, I've got a simple question for you today. So where is it in your life across the five dimensions, body, mind, relationships, business, you know, and fun? Where is it in your life that you're finding yourself not being patient, right? Not doing the work long enough for the result to come in and become a thing, right? Part two to that. What's the one action that you need to do every single day in that area, in that domain, to progress you forward, right? If it's coming into training and training every fucking day, do it. If it's getting into marketing and doing videos and posts and all that sort of shit every single day, fucking do it. If it's a relationship game and you got to start just, you know, talking to the people you care about and getting on the phone or catching up with them every single day, do it. If it's mindset, if you guys are on here and it's a mindset game and it's a mindset issue, you must make sure, and I'm not saying this is like a bossing you around thing, I'm gonna take it back a little bit and say, I would highly recommend that you get into some meditation and some journaling, because that's the game with mindset. But not only just do it once, do it every day. It's fucking weird when you first start it, when you're journaling about something or you're asking yourself questions and you're meditating. Like, I know a lot of people that just meditate and they sit there and it's like really, really hard. When you get right into it, it works a lot better. All right, the more consistent you are with it, the better you get. It sort of like doubles down and your results amplify with it, like anything else. But that's a game that a lot of people definitely don't have the patience in, because they're like, oh, I meditated once, I'm not spiritual, I quit. Right. So all that said, guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope that helps out in some way. If you know anybody who's, you know, rushing around and trying to get results without doing the work, share this up with them. Share it with them. Put it on your Instagram. Tag people that need to listen to it in it. Tag me in it. I'd love to see the people who are listening. Now, guys, if you need any help from me, please, please just hit me up. We've got some stuff going on in the business coaching space. We've got some stuff going on in the training and mindset space. So if you have any questions, let me know, because I'm doing a fair bit this year. It's going to be a big year for me and my businesses as a whole. And I'm excited about it all. And I'd love to have you a part of it. So anyway, if I can help you out anyway, let me know. Bye.